Northwestern's newest social club is making a splash, but even its creator isn't quite sure why.
Good God, if I had any idea why so many people want to talk about fish.
This is Alex Lawson, a Weinberg sophomore and the founder of the Northwestern Fish Tier List Club. Lawson said the idea came out of a conversation with their partner about a particular fish, and that the response was far greater than expected.
I was explaining that I thought that the Ocean Sun fish was a trash tier fish, and kind of in like an offhanded comment, Max said that I should start a club to talk about fish, and I said, bet. I put a message in the class of 2024's big old group me, and I was like, all right, we're going to get maybe like 5 or 6 people who want to do this, and then 30 people liked that message. So apparently a lot of people really are opinionated about fish.
Club members meet once a week in Kresge to rank different fish against each other on an overall tier list. Rankings start with F tier as the worst of the worst, moving up in quality through E, D, C, B, and A, before hitting the pinnacle of quality at S tier. Lawson said the ranking process and criteria gives members a chance to make their case on a variety of qualities.
Usually for most fish, we have people who have signed up to give short presentations at the beginning of the discussion of the fish about why they think that fish is an S tier fish or an A tier fish or even an F tier fish sometimes. And then we chat about the fish and, you know, how its vibes seem. Is this like a really solid fish as far as vibes go? Is it really good at surviving? Is it really bad at surviving? Does it have the ability to attack people?
Although they do admit that some less objective criteria can slip in as well.
We also do consider on occasion some things like, how does the fish look? Is it aesthetically pleasing? How does it taste? I'm pretty sure that if I remember right, we put salmon in a fairly high tier, mostly because we like to eat it.
The club's GroupMe has over 80 members, and the Instagram account boasts just under 200 followers. Meetings regularly draw in 10 to 20 fish ranking enthusiasts. Lawson credits the club's quick popularity to its relaxed and open atmosphere, which is aided by its low-stakes subject matter.
We do our best to make like a pretty welcoming atmosphere. People put funny memes in their presentations. I try and get little pieces of humor here and there. It's a place to talk about fish, but it's also a place where, you know, you can go and just absolutely take your mind off of your midterms and argue about something that, you know, you're not being graded on for about an hour. And I think that that's an outlet that people really like.
While Lawson's description of the ranking system was good, I needed to see it in action for myself. So I recruited 3 Fish Tier List Club members to participate in a one-off exhibition ranking.
Hey, I'm Max Byrne. I'm a class of 24, and I'm majoring in human development and context in CESPE.
Hey, everyone. I'm Bailey, sophomore, class of 24. I'm in Weinberg, majoring in economics.
Hi, I'm Ikenna. I'm a freshman, class of 25, majoring in physics in Weinberg.
Rather than focus on overall quality, this ranking considered each fish for a specific question. How good would it be as a radio talk show host? Candidates were submitted by WNUR News staff, along with a short argument for each. So, without further ado, here is the Fish Tier List Club Radio News Exhibition. Enjoy.
We start off with submission number 1, the catfish. Quote, little whiskers make them distinguished, would definitely listen to NPR, from our very own Helen Bradshaw. Discuss.
I did see they're negatively buoyant. So this fish, it's not going to float. It's actually going to sink. I think that might reflect on its talk show. It's going to flop. No one's really going to like it. Performance is going to sink. And I think that's going to be another catfish.
To draw on a different strength of catfish, catfish actually have really well-developed auditory reception, and they can produce a variety of different sounds to communicate within catfish. A talk show host, what do? You talk. Not many fish can talk. Catfish can talk very well.
I think a catfish are quite a wise fish. They look wise. I think the whiskers, they make them look very wise. Maybe not the best foot forward, because even though they're worldwide, I don't think they'll have the best view on things, because I think they're only a freshwater fish.
For sure.
I feel like they could definitely host a niche talk show, but not do general news broadcasting.
Submission number two, the electric eel. This was my choice. I've always loved shock jock personalities, and its mouth opens like an overexcited DJ. So this was the obvious choice.
These are actually air breathing fish, which I think is a real benefit to a talk show because it's hard to record audio underwater.
I'll be honest. If you came up and told me like this fish is an air breather, to me, that sounds like one of the harshest insults you can throw at a fish.
Now, when I think of electricity, I think, you know, high, harsh sounds. So I think it wouldn't have the right voice for like a talk show host. Maybe a DJ. I think one of the only fish on this list that has a sort of aggressive, predatory nature to it. So I feel like being a talk show host and being aggressive and predatory, not going to go well together.
I was thinking A tier at the start, but I do think kind of what we're saying, maybe that was more like its presence as like an actual talk show host, and it's probably actually might be one of the lower fish we have.
Third candidate today is the coelacanth. Again, from Helen, they are literally living fossils and probably have some great stories to tell from dinosaur times. So there you go.
Each fish is estimated to live around 100 years, which is like a good bit longer than your average fish. So these, they have like a lot of time, really can hone their craft. Actually, the species is still evolving. Like they have this foundation, they have this tradition, they've got a lot of time to build up skills, but they'll fix what isn't working.
I think they would have a wonderful voice, sort of like a Morgan Freeman-esque.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, it's definitely one of my top fish.
Scientists hypothesize that they recognize other fish of their species via electric communication. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of neat. Maybe not as verbal as the catfish, but still, they've got some stuff going on.
Yeah. Working together, cooperative, always a good sign for a talk show host.
So this next one was submitted by our co-director, Nick Song. So submission number four, salmon, because it does streaming well.
They do swim up the stream. However, this is specifically because they want to get laid. They have their little, you know, fun time with their, you know, their gal pals and whatnot, and then they literally die. But with talk show hosts, you really want longevity. Like, these fish are gonna die.
They're not doing anything interesting. They're doing the exact same thing, basically. Every salmon's gonna be exactly the same. They're not mixing up. I gotta be honest, you know, salmon, it might taste good as a food. I don't think they're gonna put out good quality content.
Yeah, I feel like salmon might be that like one-shot wonder host where they have like one really good interview and then the rest of them are just the same.
Many of them jump directly into bears' mouths. Not even just like, oh, they got caught by a predator. It's like, oh, you know, sorry, we're about to go on air. Like, where is Steve? Oh, he jumped into the bear's mouth. We're sorry. Like,
we have one more fish. Submission five, the blobfish. This one was from Miss Maria Camagno, who says, I feel like he has a lot to say and would ask good questions.
They live like 1,700 meters underwater, high pressurized area. They're not going to break under pressure. If you put them in these high stress environments, they're going to perform. They're used to it. They're going to keep going.
The blobfish for me felt like sort of an athlete that have let themselves go in recent years and turned into a talk show host. I feel like they would have a personality like, you know, James Corden. I think very, very humorous and funny, very good jokes. And I think that would work really well for a talk show host.
In the end, the rankings broke down like this. Salmon ranked last in E tier, followed by electric eel in C tier, blobfish in low A, catfish in high A, and the coelacanth reigning supreme in S tier. Prospective fish rankers can find FTLC on Instagram at Fish Tierlist Club and on Twitter at FSH Tierlist Club. Meetings are every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. in Kresge Room 2435. Under the Sea, this is Alex Harrison, WNUR News.